Show him today's daf yomi is Kedushin daf nun chas, Kedushin 58, and today's daf yomi is being studied in the merit of all those chayalim who are standing to protect the state of Israel against the onslaught of the attack upon it. So it says in today's daf yomi that if a person tries to betroth a woman with trumas or maizros, with this sacred tithes, then we're going to say it's a valid betrothal. And the Gemara's assumption is that how can this man take something which he was going to give to her, i.e. truma, this gift to the Kohen, and he's giving it to her so that now she can give it to the Kohen. So what's he giving her? He's just giving her the right to give a gift. And the Gemara's assumption at the outside is that this is what's called Tovas Hana, the power of giving a gift. And the Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah says that Tovas Hana, this power of giving a gift, is money. Ua comes along and says, no, Tovas Hana is not money. Ua argues. So the Gemara says at the end that let's say that this is the Machokes of the Tanaim, that this is a dispute amongst the Tanaim, whether we say Tovas Hana is a commodity or not, whether the right to give a gift is actually something that could be understood to have a monetary value. So we see from here just the giving of a gift, the ability to give a gift, is such a powerful concept, and so therefore it even has a monetary value on it. So never take for granted just that we always assume that the person who's getting the gift is getting the value. No, our Mishnah is saying, and the Gemara is saying that just the right to give a gift is something which is a monetary value.